Introduction. The story well told. All the wild world is beautiful, and it matters but little where we go, on the sea or land, or down among the crystals of waves. The spot where we chance to be always seems to be the best. John of the Mountains by John Muir. This year, you will be learning about many communities in California. You will read about what it was like to live in California in a time different from today. You will meet special people from communities in California, as well as from other states and countries. You will visit many places in California to find out how people live in different communities. The story is about time, people, and place. Every community has its own history. A history is the story of what has happened in a place. People who study the past are called historians. Historians study how the past and present are linked. They look for how things change over time and how they stay the same. Historians look at objects and documents from the past to learn about people and communities long ago. These objects used by people in the past are called artifacts. Historians also study people from the past to learn more about life long ago. They often read biographies of important people from the past. A biography is the story of a person's life. Historians also study the places where historical events happened. The place where an event takes place often affects how the event happens. Historians study maps from long ago to better understand the place they are studying. A map shows a place's location, but maps also tell historians about the land and the people who lived there. Historians are the people who write the story of our past. They show us how time, people, and place are connected. You will learn to think like a historian as you study the history of your community in California. Reading your textbook. Getting started. Unit title. Your textbook is divided into 6 units. Each unit begins with the California History Social Science Standards covered in the unit. The big idea tells you the key idea you should understand at the end of the unit. These questions help you focus on the big idea. To show that you understand the California History Social Science Standards and the big idea, your teacher may have you complete one or more of these. Reading Social Studies. The Reading Social Studies focus skill will help you better understand the events you read about and make connections among them. This statement describes the focus skill. The focus skill is modeled for you, and you are asked to practice it. After reading some paragraphs, you will be asked to apply the focus skill by answering these questions. Beginning a chapter. Each unit is divided into chapters, and each chapter is divided into lessons. Chapter title and number. This study skill provides you with a strategy that you can use to remember and organize what you read. Each chapter has a list of the California History Social Science Standards covered in the chapter. Beginning a lesson. Lesson title. This question helps you focus on the lesson's main idea. These statements tell you what you should be able to do at the end of the lesson. Remember to apply the Reading Social Studies focus skill as you read the lesson. These are the new vocabulary terms you will learn in a lesson. Reading a lesson. Vocabulary terms are highlighted in yellow. Some lessons have special features where you can read about children in history, geography, and cultural heritage. Each short section concludes with a reading check question, which helps you check whether you understand what you have read. Be sure that you can answer this question correctly before you continue reading the lesson. Each lesson, like each chapter and unit, ends with a review. Questions and activities help you check your understanding of the standards covered by the lesson. Each lesson ends with a summary of the lesson content. Complete a writing or performance activity. Practice the Reading Social Studies Focus Skill. Learning Social Studies Skills. Your textbook has lessons that help you build your participation skills, map and globe skills, chart and graph skills, and critical thinking skills. This statement tells you why it is important to learn this skill. You will be able to practice and apply the skill. Special features. The citizenship feature demonstrates how people today, like people in the past, can be active citizens. The points of view feature lets you examine different points of view or multiple perspectives people had on certain issues. The field trip feature lets you visit many interesting places. Biography feature gives in-depth background about important people. The primary sources feature shows ways to learn about different kinds of objects and documents. For your reference, at the back of the textbook, you will find different reference tools. You can use these tools to look up words or to find out information about people, places, and other topics. Geography Review: The Five Themes of Geography. Learning about places is an important part of history and geography, the study of Earth's surface and the way people use it. Geographers often think about five main themes or topics when they study Earth and its geography. Keeping these themes in mind as you read will help you think like a geographer. Location. Everything on Earth has its own location, the place where it can be found. Place. Every location has physical and human features that make it different from all other locations. Physical features are formed by nature. Human features are created by people. Human environment interactions. The environment may affect people, causing them to adapt or adjust to their surroundings. Movement. Each day, people in different parts of our state and country and around the world exchange products and ideas. Regions. Areas of Earth that share features that make them different from other areas are called regions. A region can be described by its physical features or human features. Geography Review: Looking at Earth. A distant view from space shows Earth's round shape. You probably have a globe in your classroom. A globe is a sphere or ball. It shows Earth's major bodies of water and its continents. Continents are the largest land masses. Earth's continents, from the largest to the smallest, are Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. Because of its shape, a globe can only show one half of Earth at a time. Halfway between the North and South Pole on a globe is a line called the equator. It divides Earth into two equal halves, or hemispheres. The northern hemisphere is north of the equator, and the southern hemisphere is south of it. Another line, the prime meridian, divides Earth into the western hemisphere and the eastern hemisphere. Geography Review: Reading Maps. Maps can provide you with many kinds of information about Earth and the world around you. A map is a drawing that shows on a flat surface all or part of Earth. To help you read maps more easily, mapmakers add certain features to most maps they draw. These features usually include a title, a map legend or key, a compass rose, a locator, and a map scale. These things help you find the relative location of a place, or the location of a place in relation to another place. Mapmakers sometimes need to show places marked on a map in greater detail, or places that are located beyond the area shown on the map. Find Alaska and Hawaii on the map of the Western Hemisphere Political on page R6. This map shows the location of these two states in relation to the rest of the country. Now, find Alaska and Hawaii on the map below. To show this much detail for these states and the rest of the country, the map would have to be much larger. Instead, Alaska and Hawaii are shown in separate inset maps, or a small map within a larger map. A locator is a small map or globe that shows where the place on the main map is located within a larger area. A map title tells the subject of the map. It may also identify the kind of map. A political map shows cities, states, and countries. A physical map shows kinds of land and bodies of water. A map legend, or key, explains the symbols used on a map. Symbols may be colors, patterns, lines, or other special marks. An inset map is a smaller map within a larger one. A map scale compares a distance on a map to a distance in the real world. It helps you find the real distance between places on a map. A compass rose, or direction marker, shows directions. The cardinal directions are north, south, east, and west. Geography terms. 1. Desert, a large dry area of land. 2. Forest, a large area of trees. 3. Gulf, a large body of ocean water that is partly surrounded by land. 4. Hill, land that rises above the land around it. 5. Island, a landform with water all around it. 6. Lake, a body of water with land on all sides. 7. Mountain, highest kind of land. 8. Ocean, a body of salt water that covers a large area. 9. Peninsula, a landform that is surrounded on only three sides by water. 10. Plain, flat land. 11. River, a large stream of water that flows across the land. 12. Valley, lowland between hills or mountains.